Welcome to week 8 of the Thrive audio devotional series. Today, you'll hear from Denise McKinley, Blackhawk's Director of Connections and Women's Ministries, on the topic of prayer.
Daniel 9:18 through 19. We do not make requests of you because we are righteous, but because of your great mercy. Lord, listen. Lord, forgive. Lord, hear and act. As newlyweds straight out of college, my husband and I lived on a very tight budget. It took some time for both of us to secure jobs, so splurging for us was treating ourselves when a local pizza parlor ran a large cheese pizza for $2.99 special. It was a challenge, but we made it work. One day we arrived home to find an envelope tucked between our screen door and front door. To our surprise, there was $200 cash in it. To this day, we have no idea where it came from, but we felt very loved and fortunate that someone cared for us enough to make this anonymous gift that helped us make ends meet. We did nothing to deserve the money. We didn't earn it. It wasn't owed to us for any reason. It came as a free gift. In fact, this gift came completely as a result of someone else's love and generosity toward us, with no strings attached. It strikes me that this undeserved windfall correlates to my prayer life. I'm in no position to make demands of God. There is nothing I have done for which He owes me. To the contrary, I, a hopeless sinner, owe Him everything. Yet in His great mercy, He can, and oftentimes does, answer my prayer. His love for me is so great that I can approach Him undeserving, ask for His action. He will hear my prayers, and He will often move. The more I see God's generosity toward me and experience Him looking out for my best interest, despite my frequently selfish and misguided prayers, the more I trust Him. I can trust God to help me become the person He wants me to be, a person who recognizes her inability to save herself, loves her Savior, and desires that God be in control. Now we'll take a few minutes to pray through the Acts prayer prompts. I'll provide the prompt and you can respond in prayer. Adoration. Focus on God and who He is. What attributes of God most stand out to you today? Confession. Consider areas of your life where you are out of alignment with God's will for you. Confess your sins and move toward transparency in your relationship with Him. Thanksgiving. What are you particularly thankful for today? Consider answered prayers, signs of God's presence in difficult situations, etc. Supplication. Ask God to help you be prayerful in the situation you are in your community, to persevere even when it's difficult. God, we are humbled by who you are and what you've done for us. We praise you for being in control of things that we can't understand. Help us to live in a way that remembers your desire for us to thrive where we live. To that end, help us be people of prayer. Amen.